You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So we had a couple of days of mid to upper 90s. Now we cool off a little bit into the 80s, but the other side of that coin is, along with the cooler weather, we get unstable weather, Jer, right?
Yeah, they're calling for severe weather today. It's a pinpoint weather alert, distress, Armageddon, hail, no kind of day on all the newscasts. And yeah, it's going to be Denver Metro and then moving out east. Wind, rain, lightning, and hail up to 2 inches. And they say the heat of it is going to be coming between 2 and 5 this afternoon, where it's going to hit Denver and then start moving out right when I'm supposed to be in Parker this afternoon for a majority of the day. So we'll see. We'll see how this plays out. We're going to drive America's pickup since it's the older of the two vehicles, and we'll see what happens.
You need to get one of those blankets that we were talking about.
Yeah, with one of those inflatable bubbles that I can park in. So we'll see. We'll try to find some covered parking out there. We're going to be out there all night. But, yeah, we'll see. I'm kind of to the point where I've been dabbling with getting something new, and my value on the truck is in the toilet now because of the lovely young lady who ran into the back of me who was not insured and gave me a Carfax report. So I'm just, at this point, I'm like, let's total it out so I can get something new. Just total it out for me.
So you're going to intentionally go park in a hill somewhere?
Let's just get it. Let's bring it. Bring it this afternoon. Whatever.
What are you doing in Parker?
There's a big group of us going out to kind of fart around a little bit at Parker Days, and then we are going to go to a bar down there where I have a table reserved, and we're going to watch a band tonight all been wanting to see, and it'll be a nice little
good
date
times.
Night. Nice little date night, yeah.
Do you get the kids staying over with your parents or
they
something?
They are. Yeah, they're staying with Grandma and Grandpa tonight, so we don't have a curfew.
All right.
No curfew for Jer-Bear.
Hey.
Hey.
You guys think about getting a hotel room down there?
Well, we thought about it. Yes, absolutely.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I did a couple things yesterday. I went down to my favorite little establishment in Buckhead, which I love. And the bartenders there know me pretty well. And one of them said, are you eating with us tonight? And I said, no, I'm not. I said, I'm probably just going to meet a friend here in just a little bit. And she's like, all right. And about 3 minutes later, she walked over and she put one of those little placemat things in front of me. And I just looked up at her like, and she says, we're going to bring you out a few stuff. We just want you to sample some stuff here.
Okay.
So it was all on the house, right?
Sure.
Well, they bring out this. I'll have to send you a picture. They bring out 4 or 5 things that are all the most unusual looking things. And one of the little items was octopus tentacles.
Okay. All right.
And they were, I would say they were like the consistency and the texture of like rice cakes. So they would even snap like that. So they were just really feather light. And you dip them in this Spanish sauce of some sort. I guess it was pretty tasty.
Pretty good. Was it kind of like a calamari type feel to it?
No, because it's like a rice. I mean, if you've had a little thin rice cake, you know, it just crumbles in your mouth. That's what it was.
Air fryers, how they're doing that.
Something. I don't know. And then there were a bunch of other things. And the guy who brought it out, I couldn't understand. He had a pretty thick accent. I think he's Eastern European. And I couldn't really understand as he was describing everything. So I was like, I don't care what it is. I just sampled it all. So
you have no idea what you ate.
I really, and that's honestly, I don't know the things that I put in my mouth.
So what was the end game for them? Just like a thumbs up, thumbs down?
Yeah, I think it's just because I've been there several times and they are just cool that way with customer service. You know, it was 5 o'clock, so they had just opened and they weren't busy. And I think they were just like, here's a guy who comes in from time to time. Let's just give him some stuff because we like him.
Okay. All right. That's nice.
It was really nice. But then when I got home, watched that documentary that we talked about a little bit yesterday about the Brat Pack. It's just called Brats. And I do recommend it for people who were fans of all of those 80s movies like 16 Candles, Pretty in Pink, Breakfast Club, St. Elmo's Fire, all the 80s teen movies. It's a really fascinating study about how that trend in movies not only changed the trajectory of these actors' lives, but it changed the way Hollywood started working movies. It really made Hollywood put all of their time and effort into movies for young people. And it didn't used to really be that way. And how it changed everything. And how it ruined the lives of these actors. by just being called the Brat Pack, it ruined their careers in most respects.
Right.
And it's, I don't know. So I'm just saying, if you're into that kind of stuff, if you're into those movies, if you have a warm place in your heart for Pretty in Pink or 16 Candles, it's really interesting to see those actors all talk about what it did to their lives.
Emilio Estevez is in it.
Yeah, he's
Mighty
in it.
Mighty Ducks. All right.
Yeah. He doesn't
Mighty
talk
Ducks.
About that movie.
Oh,
but,
well, then I'm out.
But he's got to say, it's really fascinating and a well-done documentary by Andrew McCarthy, who was one of the Brat Packers. So.